Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning the sugya of Shibud Karkos in Bava Metzia and Daf Dalet Amud Beis. And it is going to be B'siyata Dishmaya, of course, and also B'siyata the Sefer Shari Yeshiva Gedola and Simon Yud. The Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Dalet Amud Beis says a klal. The klal is Ein Nishboim Al-Kfiras Shibud Karkos. One does not swear, one does not take an oath when he denies Shibud Karkos, that when he denies something that has a lien of land on it, some loan that has a lien of land, there's going to be no shvua. Because ain in Ishbaim, there's no shvua when one is kofer, Shibud Karkos, a lien of land. That's the Gemara. And now we jump into the Tosfos. We don't joke around in this year. We go for the jugular. Frek Tosfos, v'im tomar. Lemandi Omar, beget paraget pashut shibuda daraisa mod bemixes atayna lama nishba hakofer shibud karkos. According to the Mandi Omar shibud daraisa, we have a rule according to that Mandi Omar that shibudim are daraisa, which means that every time you have a halva, the land is going to be meshubed, even if it's a milva baal peh. And only the rabbis were mitakein that if it's a milva al peh, you don't collect from the land because there's going to be a pseida de lekuchos. Because the people are going to buy, the buyers are going to lose. Because what happens after the loan, the lova sold land. And then the people who bought the land didn't hear about the loan. It was only a milva al peh. It was oral. It was done with Aden, but there was no shtar. So in such an instance, they didn't know about the loan. They bought the land, and then afterwards the mob was going to come and collect the land. It's not fair to them. So therefore the rabbis came along and they said that it's a milval pay, you can't collect from land because of the loss of the lekuchos of the buyers. However, midoraisa, all halvos have a shibud of land. Because according to the opinion of shibud doraisa. So if so, if somebody's modeh b'miktzas as Tosfos, if he admits part of a loan, so what is he being admitting? He's admitting that he owes $50, and he's denying the other 50. Let's say he borrowed 100. So that other 50, there's a lien of land on that other 50. So essentially, what's he denying? He's denying land. And we have a rule, ein nishboim al kfiras shibud karkos. So how then is a modeh b'miktzas being nishba? He's being nishba on kfiras shibud karkos. As I frek Tosfos. Answers Tosfos that either he was mochel the shibud, the malva was mochel the shibud, so there is no kfiras shibud karkos because there is no shibud karka here because the malva was mochel, or it's talking about a case where the lova has no karka. So according to the Mandi Omar shibud doraisa, the only time there's going to be a shvua in a case of modeh b'miktzas is where either the malva was mochel the shibud or the guy, the lova, doesn't have any karka. And Tosfos continues. And Tosfos says as follows. That there's a din that somebody who received a pikadon or borrowed money from his friend and then the mafkid or the malve came along and said, give me back my money, give me back the thing that I gave you. And then the nifkad or the lova denied it. And then the person took a shavua that they did not receive this pikadon, that he did not receive this pikadon, or he did not receive this loan. And then Adam came and said that you did receive this pikadon, or you did receive this loan, and therefore your shvua was a shvuas sheker. In such a case, he must bring a karban. And this shvua is called shvuas hapikadon. And you're only chayav a karban when the person is nishban metaltalin. But if a person is nishban karka, then he's putter from a shvua. And Rabbi Yochanan comes along and he says that even if you were kofir alone that has edim and the shvua didn't help because you have against him, he had edim, he is nevertheless chayiv a korban on shvua sapikadon because he swore that he did not receive this loan. The Adam came along and said that you're not telling the truth. So therefore, because he wasn't telling the truth, he has to bring a korban for falsely denying having had a pikadon. That's Rabbi Yochanan. As Tosis puts it, Aval Rabbi Yochanan de Omar, kofir b'mamon sheish lav edim chayiv karbon. So he says that if you're kofir b'mamon that has edim, the reason is, maybe before I said nevertheless, that's the reason. You're chayiv karbon because the edim said that it's not true, that you really are chayiv the pikadon. You really are chayiv the halva. So in such a case, you'd be chayiv a karbon. But Rabbi Yochanan sheish lav shtar, pater. But if he's kofir a milveh that has a shtar on it, then he's pater. Why? Because if you have a milveh b'shtar, you're also collecting from land. And you don't bring a karbon of shvuas ha-pikadon, you don't bring it on shvuas ha-pikadon of karka. So that's the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that if it has edim, you are chayev a karbon, because there is no karka involved. And if there is a shtar, you are putter from a karbon, because there is karka involved, and you don't bring a karbon on shvuas ha-pikadon of karka. Now, continues Tosfos. Tosfos says, af al gav de sever of Yochanan, shibuda doraisa, that even though Rabbi Yochanan holds that shibuda is doraisa, and therefore even if there are edim, even in that case, not only the case of shtar, but even in the case of edim, even if it's a milva al peh, the person should be cut putter from a karbon, because shibudas do raisa, and therefore if you have a milva even without a shtar, so there's still a shibud karkos, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that shibuda do raisa, that there's always a shibud karkos, and you're not chayv a karbon on shvuas ha-pikadon of karka. And here you can't answer that we're talking about a case where he's mochel the shibud, or the person doesn't have karka. Because if so, why in the case of shtar is he putter? Because it's considered that he swore about karka, he's mochel the shibud. So from the fact that on the shtar case, he is putter from a karbon. Why? Because he was nishban karka. So it must be talking about a person who has karka, and that the malveh wasn't mochel. So if we're talking about a case where the malveh wasn't mochel, the question is, why is there a chiyuv karban when he is kofer, a shvua, a halva, or a pikadon that was done with Aden? We have a rule that you don't bring a karban shvua sa pikadon when there's karka involved. And every halva, there is karka involved. So answers the Tosfos. Kevandif shefkiu chachamim hashibud b'milve al peh mishum pseida delekuchos chashiv kiilu machalo hashibud. That since the rabbis were mafkiya hashibud in a milve al peh, so when there is a milve al peh, what happens? There's no kol. The person buying the land isn't going to know about it, and therefore he's going to lose out because he bought land, and then afterwards the malveh is going to come and collect. So therefore, the rabbis made a takana that you cannot, it's as if he was mochel the shibud. It's as if the malveh was mochel the shibud on the karka, and that explains why, if it's a milveh al peh, the person swears about this milveh al peh, it is not a swearing on karka, because we assume that since the rabbis uprooted this, that they said that the malveh cannot take it from the lekuchos, so it's as if he was mochel again before out. We don't say he was mochel, because if it's a case of being mochel, then you would have to explain why, if it's a milveh sheyesh alav shtar, he is pater from a shvuas ha-pikadon. Because we said there the reason he's pater is because there's karka involved. So if there's karka involved, you can't tell me that he was mochel v'karka. But if it's a, so if there's karka involved, then why do you bring a karbon for shvuas ha-pikadon if it's a milveh al peh? Even a milveh al peh mid do'oraisa, he can collect from land. And the answer is that since midrabanan, he may not collect from the land, it's as if he was mochel. So let's again review what we learned in Tosis until now. Until now, we learned first Tosis had Akasha, and we said, why is Mod b'miktas swearing he's called for Shibud Karkos if you hold Shibud de Doraisa? If you hold Shibud de Doraisa, with every halva, there's land involved. So we know a Mod b'miktas is Nishba. How's a Mod b'miktas Nishba? He's being Nishba on Shibud Karkos? Because of what he's being Nishba on, there's land involved. Because there's a lien on his land. And Tosis' answer to that was that either there was a Mechila on the Shibud, it's talking about such a case, or there was no Karka involved. And that's the only case that a Moda B'miktas is going to swear. And then Tosis continues and says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that if a person's kofir b'mamon, if it's a milva al peh, he's chayv a carbon shvuas hapikadon. And if it's a milva shiyesh alav shtar, he's pater. Why is he pater? He's pater because he's kofir shibut karkos. Because if there's a shtar, the people who bought karka from the lova are allowed to, the malva is allowed to collect the land from the people who bought the land from the lova. That's if there's a shtar. So you see that if there's a shtar, there's karka involved, and you don't bring a karbon on kfiras shibud karkos. So that's only if it's a milva b'shtar. But if it's a milva al peh, you're chayav a karbon. So Tosis is bothered, but according to Rav Yochanan, Shibud is Doraisa. So even if it's a milve al peh, even if it's a milve shiyesh alav edim, you should also be putter from a karban, the person who denied receiving the loan. Why should he be putter from a karban? Because you don't bring a karban for swearing falsely about a pikadon or about a halva that involves karka. So why then do we say, and again, don't tell me that we're talking here about a case where the person doesn't have karka, or it was nimchal, where the malva was mochel, because if that's the case, then if yesh alav shtar, he wouldn't be putter. Because the whole reason he's putter, if there is a shtar, the whole reason he's putter from the karban of shvuas hapikadon, if there is a shtar, is because there's karka involved. But even now we're asking, if there's no shtar, there's also karka involved midoraisa, because Rabbi Yochanan holds shibud is doraisa. And to that, Tosfos answers, no, that since the rabbis were mafkia the shibud in a milval peh, because of seid the lekuchas, because there's no call, and therefore the people buying from the milova will not know that he owes somebody money and that this land might be grabbed. So therefore the rabbis were mafkia the shibud of karka if it's a milval peh. So it's as if the malve was mochel the shibud karkos. And if the malve was mochel the shibud karkos, then what's the happy ending? The happy ending is, or the not so happy ending, that the person who then denies receiving a loan with only having edim will be chayav in a karban shvuas hapikadon. Why will he be chayav a karban? Because he didn't deny land. Because since the rabbis were mafkia this land, it's as if the malva was mochel the lien on the land, and therefore all he's denying is the money. And if he denies the money on that, he has to bring a karban. So that's Tosfos until now. Now we're going to go further, and Tosfos says, "Umayri de islay mishabdei v'leslay b'nei chori." In other words, the din of Rabbi Yochanan, that you're chay of a karban, shvuas hapikadon, if there are edim involved, it's a milval peh, and not if there's a shtar involved, or if it's a pikadon al peh, but not if there's a shtar involved, is only talking about a case where he has karka that's meshubed, meaning that the love already sold, after the loan, he sold karka to somebody else, so he has karka that's meshubed. But he doesn't have karka b'nei chorin. He doesn't have free land in his own possession. Why? De'i islay b'nei chori afilu yesh alav edim pater. That if he has karkos that are B'nai Chor, and he has free karka, even if there are Eidim, he's going to be Pater from Meshuas HaPikadon. Because only from Meshua Abadim, the Chachamim were Metakin, Chazal were Metakin, that you can't collect if it's a Milva Alpeh. But his own karkos are Meshubit. And therefore, again, he is being Nishba on karka, and he's Pater from a Karban. And therefore, willy-nilly, we must be talking about a case where he doesn't have karka. And therefore, he is only being nishba on metaltalin, and the money he got, or metaltalin that he got, and therefore he's going to be chay of a karban. So again, Tosis concludes, fear tois, Tosis concludes, that we're talking about an instance where this person doesn't have his own land. He only has karka that's meshubad. Since he has karka that's meshubad that he already sold, and he doesn't have his own land, that would explain why, if it's Baal Peh, if it's just with Eidim, he's going to be Chai of a Karban, and if it's Bishtar, he's going to be Pater from a Karban. Because if he had his own free land, even if there are Eidim involved, even if it's not Bishtar, he's also going to be Pater from a Karban. Why? Because then if he has his own land, then the Malveh can collect from this land, and if the Malveh can collect from this land, you know what that means? That means that this person, in essence, was swearing on land. Say, he borrowed money, but there's land that he owns that's meshubah to the loan. So the person was swearing on land, and if you swear on land, you're pater from a karban. So that is Tosfos. Now, in explaining the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, why if there's a milva al peh, a person is chay of a karban, even though Rabbi Yochanan holds that shibudas doraisa, and therefore if shibudas doraisa, even if it's a milval pay, should be putter from a karban, because you're only chayv a karban shvuas hapikadon when there's no land involved. And if you say shibuda doraisa, there's always land involved. So therefore, to that Tosis answered, as we saw, that kevan shefkiu chachamim hashibud b'milval pay mishub seid lekuchos, since the rabbis were mafkia the shibud, it's chashiv, it's considered kilu machalo hashibud. It's as if the malveh was mochel the shibud. So there is no longer shibud. Of course, you're right, there is midaraisa. But since the rabbis were mafkia, it's considered as if there is no shibud midarabanan. So lechora, it's very shver. Tosfos says, chashiv ki'ilu mochel lo hashibud. It's as if he was mochel the shibud. Lechora, it would have been enough to say that midarabanan, they were mafkia, the shibud karkos, and therefore, there's no problem swearing anymore. He could take a shvua. Why can he take a shvua? Because there's no shibud karka involved. And therefore, once he takes the shvua, and the eidim come, and they say that he was swearing falsely, then he should be already chayv a karban. So why does Tosfos say that it's as if the malveh was mochel the shibud? Because the rabbi said that this person doesn't have to swear. All Tosfos had to say was that the rabbis were mafkia the shibud karkos. So since there's no karka involved, so let him swear. And if he's swearing falsely, so he has to bring a karban because there's no karka involved. So what's this ki'ilu mochel lo hashibud? So the answer is that there are really two ways of understanding what the Chachamim did when they were mafkia shibud karkos midoraisa. We know that midoraisa, when somebody lends me money, there's a shibud on my karka, there's a lien on my karka. And we also know that the rabbis came along and they said that even though there's a lien on your karka, if it's a milval peh, they can't touch karka after you sold it because it's not fair to the buyers, because the buyers didn't know about the loan, and therefore they're going to lose out. That we know. And Tosfos says, based on that, it's as if he was mochel the shibud, it's as if the malva was mochel the shibud. Because he can't collect, so it's as if he was mochel. And then on that we ask, what do you mean it's as if he was mochel? Just say that there's no more karka involved. Pashut, there's no karka because he can't collect karka. So why do they have to come on to the fact that it's as if the malva was mochel the shibud? And therefore and therefore there's a karban if he's kofir. Because the rabbi said there's no karka involved. Why do they have to come on to the fact that the malva was mochel? And therefore there's no karka involved and there's a karban. No, just say there's no karka involved and therefore there's a karban, period. Why do you have to come on to the fact that it's as if the malva was mochel the karka? Just say there is no karka and therefore there's a karban. As we said, the rule is, when do you bring a karban shvuas apikadam? When there is no karka involved, this karka involved, then you don't have to bring a karban shvuas apikadam. And if the rabbis were mafkia, the shibud, that of karka, that means there's no karka involved, and therefore you can bring a karban shvuas apikadam if the person swears falsely, if Edim come and say that he swore falsely. So why do we have to come on to the fact that the malva said that the malva is as if he was mochel the shibud, and therefore there's no land involved? It's enough that the rabbi said there's no land involved. So in order to answer that, I just was hoping I'm making myself clear, sweetest friends. If this isn't clear, then what's the point? Torah has to be like a shulchan orech. Chazal teach us that when you teach Torah, it's a medrash that says that it has to be as clear to the person as if it's like a set table. So we have to be mekayim that. So we can understand the pool of the chachamim of shibud karkos in two ways. Number one, you can say that the chachamim completely removed the shibud. That what a chachamim do? What's pshat in this in the takanas chachamim that there's no shibud karkos? That the chachamim have the power to uproot something from the Torah b'sheva al taseh, and that's what the rabbis did here. The rabbi said that midoraisa there's no shibud karkos. The rabbi said that midorabanan, excuse me, there's no shibud karkos. Even though there is midoraisa, but they were allowed to uproot it. That's the koach of chachamim. That's the erste neufen. The zweite neufen is that you can understand that the rabbis didn't uproot this din completely. There's still a din shibud. Only the rabbis commanded that befoal you can't collect. In other words, to make this, to use more yeshivish terminology, do the rabbis have the koach and the cheftza of the din d'oraisa? That they're completely uprooting the cheftza of the din of shibud karkos? There's no more din shibud karkos? Or do they only have koach and the gavra that the person shouldn't be mekayim the din d'oraisa? Meaning there still is a din d'oraisa of shibud karkos even if it's a milveh al peh. And the rabbis told the malveh, however, don't exercise your rights. They only have the koach and the gavra. According to this, we have to say that when Tosis writes ki ilu machalo ashibud, since Tosis holds that even after the rabbis were mafkia the shibud mida oraisa, there is still a shibud. Therefore, they wrote that the rabbis were only mafkia the din on the malveh. That it's as if the malva was mochel, because they told the malva not to collect, but they weren't uprooting it completely. So we had asked, why does it say that there's no karban shvuas hapikadon? If there is a karban shvuas hapikadon, that one has to bring a karban shvuas hapikadon, when he denies a milva al peh, and then Edom come along and say, you liar, liar, the pants on fire. Why is there ay shibuda del raisa? So why does he have to bring a carbon? And we know that there's no carbon shvuas hapikadon if there's karka involved. And shibuda del raisa, that means there is karka involved. So Tosis answer, no, the chachamim said there isn't a shibud karkos in a milval pet. So it's as if the malva was mochel. So we said, why do you have to say it's if the malva was mochel? Why is it enough to say that the rabbi said there's no shibud karkos in a milva al peh? Why do you have to come on to the malva being mochel? The answer is because in the question we understood that the rabbis were mafkia the whole din of shibud karkos. There's no shibud karka anymore. So shalom al Yisrael, there's no shibud karka. So it's enough to say there's no shibud karka, so he has to bring a carbon on being kofer this long. Aval achshav anachnu mevinim acheret. Ki achshav אנחנו הבנו שיש גם צד שני, שאפשר גם להבין that the rabbis weren't mafkia the chefts of the shibud karkos. There's still a shibud karkos. The only thing is they told the gavra not to collect. They told the malva not to collect. And therefore, if you understand it that way, So then Tosis dances, Tosis boogies. Ki ilu mocha lo hashibud. It's as if the malva was mocha the shibud. The rabbis were not brooding them. There is still money involved here. However, since they told the malva not to collect, it's as if the malva is mocha the shibud. And if the malva is mocha the shibud, memela, there's no more karka involved. Now he wasn't kofir, his shvua wasn't on kfiras karkos, because there is no more shibud. And that in the milval peh, and that's why he would have to bring a karban shvua as hapikadon. So that's why Tosis says kilo machalo ashibud, because Tosis is nemtan. Tosis is understanding that it's a din on the gaver, that the gaver is mochalo the shibud, that they told the gaver not to collect, and therefore it's if the gaver is mochalo the shibud, and therefore there's no karka involved, and that explains why he's chayav a karban. And according to this, we can understand what Tosis says at the end. Tosis says at the end that it's talking about a case where the love doesn't have any free land, because if he has free land, then there's still shibud karkos. Since the takanas chachamim only removed the shibud in a milva alpeh if the nechasim were mishuabadim, if somebody else had this land. However, not if the lova himself still had the land. We said that if the lova himself still has the land, and if he still has free land in his possession, and then he denies the halvah or the pikadon, and then he swears falsely about it, and Adam come along and say that you swore, he swore falsely, in such a case, he wouldn't have to bring a carbon shvuas pikadon. Why not? Because there was land involved. That's what Tosfos says, because the whole Takanas Chachamim of Shibud Karkos, that there's no more Shibud, is only when he sold the land to somebody else. But if he has free land, then the rabbis didn't say that the Malva can't collect from land. The Malva may collect from land, even according to the Chachamim. If he still has free land in his possession, he can only not collect if it's a milva al peh, and he already sold the land. If it's meshubah, if he sold the land to somebody else, so only then the chachamim told him, that told the malva that he may not collect. So we must be talking about a case where he doesn't have b'nei chorin, because if he did have b'nei chorin, then there would be land involved, and if there is land involved, then there's going to be no more karbon. He'd be parted from a carbon. Since we said he's chayv in a carbon, it must be that he has no land. He only has land that he sold to somebody else, and that land that he sold, the lova sold to somebody else, is considered as if it was nimchal by the malveh, because the rabbis told him not to collect. That's what Tosis says at the end. Okay? One second, we haven't gotten to the point yet. We just explained Tosis, and now, based on our Havana and Tosis, we're going to understand the end of Tosis as well. The Ran in Shavuos argues with Tosfos and said that not only did the Chachamim remove the Shibud Karkos if the Nechasim are Meshuabadim, but even if the Nechasim are B'nei Chorin, if it's a Milva Alpeh, the rabbis also removed the Din of Shibud Karkos, and that in a Milva Alpeh, the Malve can go there, can collect from Karkos that are B'nei Chorin. It's not midin shibud. There is no shibud involved. But the Ran says it's like he's collecting from movable items, from a talitlin. But there is no shibud. So the Ran argues with Tosis. The Ran says that how are you collecting the land? Not if it's b'nei chorin, not midin shibud. Because there is no lien on the land, the rabbis uprooted it. Rather, you collect it like you collect the other nechasim of the lova that I'm metaltelin. Whereas according to Tosfos, when you collect from the nechasim, from the karka, that's b'nei chorin, from the land that's in the possession of the lova, presently, that's midin shibud. So we have to understand what the root of the machlokas between the Ran and Tosfos is. Now this is not just an academic argument. There's an afkamina lemaisa between Tosis and the Ran. Because the halacha is, says the Rambam in Hilchas Malvo Love, Perichov, that if there are two Baalei Chov that come to collect from one Love, if they have a Shibud Karkos on the Love, the din is that whoever had an earlier Shibud collects from the land first, but otherwise there is no din kadima. Rather, everybody is equal. Whoever takes it, takes it. So that is if there's a sheep with karkos. If there's a sheep with karkos, then whoever had the sheep with karka first takes the prize. If there's no sheep with karkos, then whoever can grab whatever they can grab, whoever can get whatever he can get, so you get it first. Even if the loan was last, but if you come to collect first, then you can collect first. Now, in a case where you have a milva al peh, and the love has nechasim b'nei chorim that he had when he took the loan, according to Tosfos that the rabbis didn't remove shibut karkos and nechasim b'nei chorim, the rule then would be that if you have two balei chov, the baal chov who was first is going to be able to collect the land. Because we said that if there's a shibut karka, whoever's first collects first. But according to the Ran, that the chachamim were mafkia shibut karkos, even from nechasim b'nei chorim, the din is that whoever gets it first, gets it first. Because we said that collecting from the chatzim b'nei chorin is just another way to pay the loan. It's like collecting from a talitlam, but there's no more shibut. So it's just like collecting money or collecting land, but it's not a shibut. So the only time you can collect first is if you have a shibut karka. But according to the Ram, that the rabbis, if it's a milva peh, completely uprooted the shibut. So collecting from the land isn't midin shibut. So whoever comes to collect first, gets it first. And not the person who had the first shibut. There is no shibut. So now that we see that there's a nafka mina lemaisa between the Ran and Tosfos, now we even have to understand more. What is the shorash of their machlokas? Why does Tosfos hold that if there isn't arnachasim b'nei chorim, the rabbis didn't uproot that, and they hold that if it's a milva peh, there's still a shibut arnachasim b'nei chorim. And the Ran holds, no, the rabbis completely uprooted the shibut. So, based on what we said, we can explain that there's a fundamental machlokes between the Ran and Tosfos about the geder of the shibud and a milval peh. That Tosfos is lishitasam, that the rabbis didn't completely uproot the din of shibud karkos if it's a milval peh. They just said before al, they told the malveh, don't collect karkos. And therefore, it makes sense that they only told that if there's the reason of pseida de lekuchos, if somebody's going to lose out. But if nobody else is going to lose out, if a buyer who bought from the lova is not going to lose out, then they didn't tell the collector not to collect. If he sold to somebody else, then they told the malva, don't collect from that other person because it's not fair. He should lose out. He didn't hear about the loan. But if he didn't sell to anybody else, he has free land, and somebody wants to come and and the malva wants to come and chap it, why would they tell the malva not to take it? So that's why Tosfos holds that if they're b'nei chorim, the rabbis didn't tell the malva not to collect. However, the Ran holds that chachamim were completely mafkia the shibut karkos. They said there's no more din of shibut karkos. So if there's no more din of shibut karkos, so then, whether there's no din of shibut karkos again, if it's a mil baal peh. So whether they're mishua avadim, whether somebody bought them in the meantime, or they're b'nei chorin, either way, there's no more din of shibut karkos. And therefore, when the malva is collecting these nechasim b'nei chorin, this karka ben chorin, he's not collecting it b'din shibut, because the rabbis completely uprooted it. There is no longer a din shibut. So that would explain the machlokes between Ran and Tosfos. So again, we have the sheet of Tosfos. Tosfos holds, l'chora, the way we're understanding, that in the case of a milve alpeh, there is going to be a chi of karban if he was koferet because there is no land involved. The reason there is no land involved is because it's as if the malva was mochel, because the rabbis told him not to collect karka that's meshubit. So even though midoraisa the karka is meshubit, but since the rabbis told him not to collect, it's as if there is no karka involved. It's as if he was mochel. And then we explain the pshat is, why do we have to say as if he was mochel? Isn't enough that the rabbi said that he can't collect land? And the answer is that would, Tosa would have said the rabbi said that there's no land involved, that would have meant they uprooted the entire shibut. But from the fact that they said that it's as if the malva was mochel, so that implies that they didn't uproot the entire shibud. There still is a shibud. there still is a shibud karka. Not that there's no more shibud karka because the rabbis uprooted it. They didn't. But they said, they told him before, don't collect. So since they told the malva not to collect, therefore it's no longer considered. It's as if the malva was mochel, and if the malva was mochel, it's considered as if there's no land involved, and there's no land involved to get a milval peh that he denies, he has to bring a carbon. So it's a din in the gavra, that they told the gavra not to collect. Now, we'll take it a step further. To explain Tosis that hold, that the rabbis didn't completely uproot the din d'oraisa, they just said not to collect before. We need a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Kuf Chaf Hei Omid Bei says, Omer of Papa. Papa says, Ein ha-bechor nota b'roi kebe-muchsuk. A bechor who normally gets pishtayim, he gets a double portion, only gets the double portion on nechasim that the father has, that the father is muchsuk in when at the time that he dies. But not nechasim that come after the father's death. And he also says that Ein ha-bechor nota pishtayim b'milveh ben shegavu karka ben shegavu mos. That if the Baal Chov of the father paid the Chov after the father died, whether he paid with karka or with money, it doesn't matter. The Bechor doesn't take a double portion. So when does the Bechor take a double portion? The Bechor only takes a double portion on what the father had when he died, what the father was muksakin. But if it's only Rowi, the Bechor doesn't take a double portion. And if somebody comes along after the father dies and pays up a loan that he owes the father, he pays even with karka money, it doesn't matter. The Bechor can't touch this because this is considered rowi, not muhzak. This is only something coming to the father and not something that the father had. So comes Tosfos there in Bava Basra. On Kuf Chaf Vav Amad Aleph, at the end of Dibur HaMaskhu Ve'ein. And he says, V'tzalich Iyun, D'Rav Papa Savar Hocha, Bein Gavu Karka, Bein Gavu Mos, Ein Lo. Rav Papa's holding here that whether he collected, whether the children collected land or money, the Bechor doesn't get a double portion. Even if it's land, he doesn't get a double portion. Why not? Well, we said, because it's not muhzak, it's only rowi. Ah, if it's only considered rowi, even though it's land, it must be imkain, zoktosvis, sovar shibuda lavdo raisa. So, he must hold that shibud, but Papa must hold that shibud isn't doraisa. Because if shibud was doraisa, then this would be considered muhzak. Then land would be considered muhzak. Did Lashuli get Pashit, that at the end of Parak get Pashit above a basra and Kufayin Hail Midbeis, Midami Luhu Adadi, it compares the two. That it says in Get Pashit that if Shibuda's Do Raisa, the person is considered muhzak. He's not considered Rawi. So if we learn in Get Pashit that, according to the Man D'Amar Shibuda's Do Raisa, it's as if you have it in your hand, it's muhzak, and Rav Papa teaches us that if the child collects karka, the Bechor doesn't get a double portion because it's not muhzak, it's only rawi. Logic would dictate that he holds Shibuda's Lav Do Raisa, because we see in Kuf Ayin Hei Omid Beis, in that sugi at the end of Bava Basra, that if you hold Shibuda Do Raisa, it is muhzak. And here we're saying that it isn't muhzak, it's only ra'ui. That land is only ra'ui. So if land is only ra'ui, it must be that shibud is lav d'oraisa. Because in Get Pashit we say that if you hold shibud d'oraisa, land is muhzak. So if here we say that the land is ra'ui, it must be that shibud is lav d'oraisa. What's the problem with that? The problem with that is, Ubeperek kama di kiddushin, Savar Rav Papa, di shibuda do raisa. In the first parak of the kiddushin, where if Papa holds Shibud is Doraisa. And if she, Rav Papa says Shibud is Doraisa, that's a stira, an out and out stira to Bava Basra Kufcha Pei Amud Beis. And Kufcha Pei Amud Beis, what did we see? That Rav Papa holds Shibud is Lav Doraisa. And that explains why the Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim when collecting land that was paid by the Baal Chov for the father's loan. So it must be, we said, that Shibud is not Doraisa, as we see from Get Pashat, that if Shibud is Doraisa, it's Muchsuk. So here, from the fact that in the Kuf Chafei Amud Beis, that it's only considered Rowi, not Muchsuk, it must be Shibud is Lav Doraisa, according to Rav Papa. Wait a second. In Kedushin, Rav Papa says Shibud is Doraisa. And Tosis Blayt Netakasha, they don't have an answer. So what does Rav Papa hold? Does Rav Papa hold Shibud as Doraisa, as is the as he says in Kedushin Yud Gimel Amud Beis, or does Rav Papa hold that Shibuda is Lav Doraisa, like Rav Papa seems to hold in Bava Basra Kufchav Hamud Beis Kufchav Avamid Aleph that Shibuda is Lav Doraisa, and therefore a Bechor cannot take a double portion on the land that is paid to his father? Because as we see later on in Get Pashat, that if you hold Shibud as Doraisa, it's considered Muchzak. And here we only consider him Ra'ui if there's a Shibud, so it must be that Shibud is Lav Doraisa. It's not that he's holding it, it's only that it's coming to him. So that's the Kash of Tosis. So in Kiddushin, Rav Papa holds Shibud as Doraisa, and above the Basar Kuf Chafei, Shibud is Lav Doraisa. So who's the real Rav Papa? Very good. Now, this Kasha, Kemen Fregin, you can also ask on the Rambam. How can you ask this question on the Rambam? I'll tell you how. Because in Perek Nachal, Hilchas Nachalos, in Perek Gimel Halacha Hey, the Rambam says that Eina Bechor Notel Pishnayim B'Milveh, Afa Pishu Bishtar, Afa Gav Shegavu Karka Bechov Avim, that a Bechor does not take double if it's a Milveh, even if it's a Milveh Bishtar, and even though they collected land, even though the kids collected land, Bechov Avihem, for their father's loan, the Bechor still doesn't take double. So what does that seem to imply? That it's only Rowi, it's not Muchzak. Because if it was Muchzak, then the Bechor would take double. So that's the Rambam in Nachalos. So that's like Rav Papa and Bava Basra. That Shibud is Lav Doraisa. On the other hand, in Hilchas Malveh and Lova Perikid Aleph Halacha Dalit, Paskin to Rambam, Shekol Nichsei Halove Tachas Shibud Hamalveh Hamalveh Min HaTorah. The Rambam says white on black, black on white, that all the Nechasim of the Lova are under the Shibud of the Malveh Min HaTorah, and explains the Magid Mishnah Oifen Ort, that the Rambam holds that Shibud is Doraisa. So the Rambam in Nachalos seems to say Shibud is Lav Doraisa. The Rambam in Malveh and Loveh says that Shibud is Doraisa. So the same Kasha that Tosis asks, the Stira and Rav Papa's, in one place says Shibud is Doraisa, in the other place not. You can also ask in the Rambam. In one place the Rambam says that Shibud is Lav Doraisa, and then in the other place the Rambam says, in Malveh and Loveh, the Rambam says Shibud is Doraisa. And if Shibud is Doraisa, then the Bechor should be taking Pishnayim when they're collecting land for their father's loan. The Rambam says, no, the Bechor doesn't take, it's only Roy, it's not Muchzuk. Even though the Gemara in Bava Basra at the end, Get Pashit, says that if Shibud is Doraisa, it is Muchzuk. So it must be Shibud is Lav Doraisa. So this is something that, sweetest friends, I don't know how you can sleep at night when you have questions like this, but I know that I can't. So if the Rambam is contradicting himself and Rav Papa is contradicting himself, there must be some sort of resolution here. So from the fact that the Rambam paskins both, that the Bechor doesn't get double, and in addition, he paskins that that Shibuda is Doraisa, it's clear that the Rambam holds that the Sugya and Bava Basra, Kuf Chaf Hei, isn't a stira to the Gemara on Kuf Ayin Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara on Get Pashut. Because what do we want to say? We wanted to say, that's what we said when we asked Tosis Kasha, that in on Kufchav Heyamid Beis, Rav Papa said that the Bechor doesn't take double because it's not considered Ra'ui. It's not considered Muchzak. Karka is not considered Muchzak. It's only considered Ra'ui. And since the Bechor doesn't take double on Ra'ui, only on Muchzak, only what the father already had, so it must be that it's that Karka is only Ra'ui. However, on Kufayin Hay, there the Gemara is Medama Luhu Adadi, and the Gemara says that if Shibudos Doraisa, it is Muchzak. So if it is Muchzak, then why isn't the Bechor getting double? If Karka is considered Muchzak, like it says on Kufayin Hay, then why isn't the Bechor collecting double? It's Muchzak, and we know that Muchzak, the Bechor gets double. So it must be that the Rambam holds that they're really, it's not going to be a stira. That we're going to say that Shibuda's Doraisa, and it's still considered Ra'ui. Why? Because apparently the Rambam holds that it's a machlokes between the sugya on Kuf Chof Hei and the sugya on Kuf Ayin Hei Omid Beis. That according to the Gemara in Get Pashut at the end on Kuf Ayin Hei Omid Beis, it's Pashut that it's a stira. According to Kuf Ayin Hei Omid Beis, if it's Karka's Meshubad, it's considered Muchzak, and if it's considered Muchzak, then you know what? Then the Bechor is going to be getting double. And then the Gemara on Kufay and Heomid Beis would look at the Gemara on Kufchav Heomid Beis and say, it's not true. The Bechor should be getting double. It's considered Muchzak. So that's what Kufay and Hay would say. But Kufchav Hay argues with Kufay and Hay. And Kufchav Hay says, and that's the way the Rambam paskins, that there is no stira. We are going to say that Shibuda is Doraisa, and yet it's only Roy, it's not Muchzak. Again, Kufayin Hay holds that if Shibuda is Doraisa, it's Muchzak, and therefore the Bechor is getting double. But Kufchav Hay says that the Bechor is not getting double, it's only Ra'ui, and yet it's still going to hold, Kufchav Hay is still going to hold that Shibuda is Doraisa. And the halacha, Rambam is paskining, and even though Shibud Doraisa, it's only considered Ra'ui, and the Rambam's paskining like Kuf Chav Hei. The lashon of the Gemara is Hilchasa, Ein HaBechor Notal Pishnayim B'Milva, Bein Shegavu Karka, Bein Shegavu Mos. So that's all the Rambam. So the Rambam is not going to have a problem. The Rambam is going to hold, like Rav Papa says in Kiddushin, that Shibuda's Doraisa. And the Rambam is going to paskin also like Rav Papa, that even though Shibuda's Doraisa, the Bechor still doesn't get double because it's only considered Roy, it's not considered Muchzak. And what about the Gemara on Kuf Ayin Hay, which Tosis had such a big problem with? In Kuf Ayin Hay it says that if Shibuda's Doraisa, it's considered Muchzak and not Roy, and that should mean the Bechor should get Pishtayim. The answer is, the Rambam says that Kuf Chav Hei doesn't hold like Kuf Ayin Hei. It's a stira, it's a machlokas asugyas. And Kuf Chav Hei just doesn't like Kuf Ayin Hei. And that's the end of the mice, it's the end of the story. And the Rambam paskins like Kuf Chav Hei, because there it says Hilchasa. That's all in the Rambam. So the Rambam is able to harmonize everything. The Rambam is at least Rapapa. The Rambam is able to harmonize Rapapa. He's able to say that Rapapa holds Shibut Karkos, and that's not a stira of Rapapa's din, that the Bechor is not getting Pishnayim on when he's collecting Karka for his father's loan. Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos holds Be'achref that there's a stira. They said that there's a stira here. Because they said in Kuf Chav Hei, they said, wait a second. How can you say that if land is collected, the Bechor doesn't get double? What about Kuf Ayin Hei, which Tosfos holds shtims with Kuf Chav Hei? On Kuf Ayin Hei, we see that if there's land involved, that if you hold Shibudat's Doraisa, that means that it's Muchzak. So that means that the Bechor should be getting Pishnayim. And Rav Papa, in fact, does hold, as we see in Kedushin, that Shibuda's Doraisa. So if Rav Papa holds Shibuda's Doraisa, says Tosfos, like we see in Kedushin. And if we go to Kuf Ayin Hay and we see that if Shibuda's Doraisa, it's considered as if you're Muchzak, then on Kuf Chav Hay, Rav Papa, how can Rav Papa have said that he is not considered Muchzak, that it's only Roya and he doesn't collect Pishnayim? That's Tosfos Kasha. The Rambam doesn't have that kasha. So somehow, Tosis is going to have to come up with some teretz to be metaretz everything. But the Rambam doesn't even have a kasha. From the din of Shibud, the Rambam doesn't have a kasha. Tosfos is going to answer some teretz that's not migidrei hashibud, some teretz study to try to answer his kasha, how to harmonize everything, how to resolve everything. But the Rambam isn't going to have to change his because Tosfos's kasha was mi'etzim gidrei hashibud, and therefore they said that if there's shibud karkos, it's considered muhzak. So how are you going to deal with for Papa who says that that it's not muhzak, even though he holds there is shibud karkos? That's Tosfos. So they're going to have to find some side teretz. But according to the way the Rambam understands shibud karkos, it's not a problem. Because the Rambam understands that the karka is meshubit, shibuda is d'oraisa, like Rav Papa says in Kiddushin, and yet it's only considered roy, it's not considered muhzak. And that's the way we paskin on Kuf Chaf Hei, and not the way we paskin on Kuf Ayin Hei. We just, Rambam follows Kuf Chaf Hei. However, darf men farshtein v'zok the Rambam. We have to, what is the Rambam talking about? How do you say that despite the fact that the din is shibuda d'oraisa, nevertheless we say that the bechor doesn't get pishnayim? How the land is meshubat to him. So it's like he's muhzik in the land, like the Gemara says in Kufayin Hay. So we have to understand the Rambam. We also have to understand the machlokas Rambam Tosfos. And in order to do that, we have to be makdim mediuk in the Rambam. In the Gemara, when it says that Rav Papa holds that the Bechor doesn't take Pishnayim in a milveh, the Lashon is, Bein Shegavu Karka, Bein Shegavu Mos, whether Karka was collected or Mos was collected. In other words, they're both equal, whether it's Karka or Mos. And Amat also says, how do you collect Karka, how do you compare Karka and Mos? Since Rav Papa holds Shibudas Doraisa, so when he's paying with Karka, so he's already considered Muhzik in the Karka. So Mos, I understand. There's only Mos involved, so that's only Rowi. But the second there's Karka involved, so then he's Muhzak in the Karka, so he should be getting double. But the Rambam doesn't write that Lashon of the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't write Ben Shegavu Karka, Ben Shegavu Mos. The Rambam writes, Afal Pishahu Bishtar, Afal Gav Shegavu Karka B'chov Aviyem. The Rambam adds, Afal Gav Shegavu Karka. Notice the Rambam had this Kasha. The Rambam says a chiddush that even though he's collecting karka, he doesn't get pishnayim. So the Rambam's and Rambam's to akasha that even though the din should be that since shibuda's doraisa, he should be getting pishnayim. The bechor should be considered muhzak afal gav shegavu karka, even though he's collecting karka, and the bechor should be getting pishnayim, nevertheless he doesn't get pishnayim. So you see, the Rambam was bothered. This karka, there should be pishnayim. This karka, he should be considered muhzak. The Rambam says, despite the fact that he should be collecting double, he should be muhzak, he's not, and he only gets one portion like his brothers. But the Rambam doesn't explain why. Why not? You're being paid with karka. Karka is considered muhzuk. So the bechor should be getting double. No. So in order to answer this, we need to go to one of my best rabbeim, one of my favorite rabbeim, the Ragachever. The Ragachever says that there's a klal, we discuss this in other shiur b'siyata d'shmaya, called the pula nimsheches. Pula nimsheches means that the pula, what happens is continuously happening. In other words, if you have a normal kinyan, somebody buys something from his friend, since it's something natural, so there's no reason to say that the kinyan is continuously being mischadesh, it's continuously renewing itself. But if it's a chiddush, if it's against nature, you have to come on to a new smusug, a new concept called pula nimsheches. There we say that since the person is being pola pula that's against the metzias, when the pula ends, it should go back to the way it normally is, to nature. And therefore, in order that it should stay in the state of being against the metzias, you need to come out to a pula nimsheches. It's like the world, like the Mekubalim say about the world, if we may wax Kabbalistic for a moment. There's no reason that anything should exist outside of God. So in order for the world to exist, God needs to make a pulanim sheches every second. So therefore, every second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish the world. And there are other examples of pulanim sheches. For example, hektesh. That, how does a person shoal on hektesh and make it non-hektesh? Because lechatchila, the whole pool of hektesh was a pool of mechudashes against nature. Everything is chulin and you're making this into hektesh. And therefore, in order that it should have kedusha, you need a pool of hektesh every second to constantly renew itself. And therefore, you can stop this pool of hektesh if it's already holy and the kedusha is already on from yesterday, from 2 days ago, from 3 days ago. There's no way to be shoal on that. What's done, it's done. But since it's a pool in Hemsheches, so you can just stop it from renewing. You can stop renewing the subscription. It's constantly subscribing to Hektesh, and you just stop the renewal. And we discuss this more at length in a different shir. What exactly the mechanics are. That's not our point now to go into it. But what is our point now is to say that that's the idea of the pulin imsheches. So also binogea, the din shibud, you can explain as follows. The same way. That karka or metatlan or meshibud is somebody, that's against nature. That's not a dover rogel, that's not a dover tivi. Bishlam, if you would sell something to your friend, so it's a dover pashut, that it goes out of your rishus and into your friend's rishus. But if it's a shibud, where the lovis still holds on to it, and yet it's meshibud to the malve. Now the malve has a lien on it. So that's not a davar pashut, that it should be in the rishus of the love, and the malve has a lien on it. And therefore we have to say, if we say the svara, that the pe'ula of the shibud is a pe'ula nimsheches, that every second it's mischadesh, and every second there's a new shibud that goes to the malve, because it's against nature, the malve should have a lien on it, because it really belongs to the love. And therefore, in order to say that there's a lien on it to the malveh, you have to say that it's a pulin imsheches. And in the same way, we can explain shlichus. There also, you can say the svara of pulin imsheches, that you can be mona mimana a shaliach to be kemoisli mamish. That's against nature, because the shliach is not the mishaleach. And therefore, we can say that every second there's a pulin imsheches. He's becoming, since it's against nature, he's becoming the shliach again and again and again and again. And based on this, we can understand the world famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur, that if somebody sends a shliach, if a mishaleach sends a shliach, and then before the shliach did what he was supposed to do, the mishaleach became a shoite. So what's the halacha? The Rambam says that midoy raisa, the get is a get kosher, because when the shliach gave the get, he gave a get kosher. And only the rabbis possible to get. And the Torah says no, that even midoraisa it's not a kosher get. So apparently, we can say that the Torah holds that the maisa shlichutz is a pulin amsheches every second. And therefore, the second the mishalech became a shoteh, he can't be memana this shliach anu. And therefore, even midoraisa it's not a good get. But according to the Rambam, who holds that it's not a pulin amsheches, after he was memanah this shliach, he's a shliach mitzad atzma. He doesn't need a new minui every second. And therefore, even though the mishalech became a shoteh, he's still a good shliach midorais. It's only the rabbis, pasul the shtar, pasul the get, midorabonim. So, in our case, by shibud, we can say the same svar, that since the din of shibud is a din mechudash, against nature, it's a pu'ula nimsheches, that every second, anew, the nechasim are mishtabet anew to the malveh. That's how we understand this shibud. So now we can understand the Rambam about Bechor, that even though shibud is doraisa, nevertheless Bechor is a notel pishnayim in the karka. That since the din of shibud karkos is a pulin amsheches, it's as if every second the shibud is misbatel and starts anew. So the second the father dies, the shibud is misbatel, and now it's always starting anew. Now the father died, there's no more father, and now it starts again after the father's death. But that's considered roi, not muchzuk. Because since the pe'ula of the shibud started anew after the father died, it's as if new nechasim came into the world after the father died. And that's roya, not muhzak. When are you muhzak on a shibud? You're muhzak on a shibud when I lend somebody $100, and now I have a shibud, I have a lien on his land. So it's as if I have a chazak, I have a muhzak in this land. I have a hold on to this land. Okay? But that's when, in a normal case. But here, when the father died, since it's a pu'ul and emsheches, the shibud is a pu'ul and emsheches. So if the person's still alive, so every second I have a new shibud on the person's land and everything is beautiful, and when the time comes, I can collect it because I was muhzak. Every second I had a new chazaka. But this father who died, now that he died, so he lost his chazaka on the land. He's no longer muhzak in the land. Because every second it had to renew itself. He didn't just plain pass on the chazaka to his children. The chazaka has to renew itself every second. So he can't pass on to the chazaka to his children because the second he died, he lost his chazaka and the chazaka ended. It doesn't automatically go down to his children. There's a hefsek now. So now what do the kids get when it renews itself? They don't get what the father had. They got something new. That's roy. That's not muhzak. If it was the father himself, so the father has a chazaka, and every second he's renewing his chazaka on the land. But if it's the children, since the father isn't around anymore, so these are considered now nechasim chadashim. So you're right, they still have a lien on it, but they don't have the same strong chazaka their father had. Because there was a hefsek now in the father's chazaka. Because when he died, when he was alive, so it renewed itself for him every second, so he maintained his chazaka. But when he died, he lost the chazaka, and now when the chazaka is renewed, it's renewed in a weaker sort of way. It's like it's a new shibud. So now it's considered roy. It's not muhzak anymore. When it's the father, it's the same father in the same land. So he's constantly renewing his shibud, his chazaka on his karka. But if it's the children, so it's now as if they're receiving new land after the father dies. So you're right; they still have a hand in it. They're still, they're still able to collect, but it's not the same land that their father had a chazak in, because of the svara of pu'ul and emsheches. It's something new, and therefore we can say that the Rambam holds that it's a machlokas between the two sugyas. The sugya in Kuf Chof Hey in Bava Basra, and so is the halacha holds that it's a pu'ul and emsheches. And therefore, when the children collect the land, it's only considered roi, and that's why the Bechor doesn't get pishnayim. The sugya in Kuf Ayin Hey holds that if shibuda is doraisa, we said that the person is considered muhzak. So he is obviously arguing with the way the Rambam understands it, because again, Tosis has a kasha between the two sugyas. He says, how do you harmonize the two? How do you reconcile the two? The Rambam doesn't have the Tosis put the two together and then contrasted that with Rapap and Kedushin, because they understood that if on Kuf Chav Hey it says that he's only Rowi, and Rav Papa holds Shibud Zoraisa, what are you going to do with Kuf Ayin Hey, the Gemara in Get Pashut, that holds that Karka is Muhzak? So on Kuf Chof Hey, it says Karka is Ra'ui, and on Kuf Ayin Hey, we say that Karka is Muhzak. If you hold Shibud Zoraisa, and Rav Papa holds Shibud Zoraisa, then how come Rav Papa say on Kuf Chof Hey that it's only roi? If shibuda is doraisa, we see on Kuf Ayin Hey that he's considered muhzak. So the answer is that, again, the Rambam holds it's a stira between the sugyas, and therefore the Rambam says that it's really considered, the Rambam holds, yes, it's a machlokas between the sugyas, and therefore the sugya on Kuf Ayin Hey holds that if shibud is daraisa, it's considered a muhzak. But the sugya on Kuf Chof Hey holds that no, that even if it's you hold that Shibuda is Doraisa, it's only considered Ro'i because it's a Pula Nemsheches. That's the Rambam. And therefore, when the father died, it turns into Ro'i and no longer Muchzik. However, Tosfos argues with this, and Tosfos says either that Pulas HaShibud is not a Pula Nemsheches, and the second there's a Shibud, it automatically continues. And therefore, the Shibud Karko started before the father died, and therefore it's considered Muchzuk. So if that's the way Tosfos holds, then on Kuf Chav Hei, how is it considered Ro'i? If there's a Shibud Karkos which started before the father died, so the father is Muchzuk in the land, and therefore the son should be taken Pishnayim, because Rav Papa holds that Shibud is Doraisa. Or maybe Tosfos holds that Shibud is a Pula Nemsheches, but Beseder, the father had a Pula Nemsheches of his Chazaka on the Karka, and now that continues on with the son. The son also has a Chazaka. So you can say Tosfos holds that it's not a Pula Nemsheches at all, and therefore the son has a Chazaka, or Tosfos holds that it is a Pula Nemsheches, and the Pula Nemsheches, we don't say that it's Mufsak, and then the kid is only considered Roy. No! We say that it's a Pula Nemsheches, and now the kid is considered Muchzuk. And since that's the way Tosfos holds, that the kid is considered Muchzuk, so now Tosfos has to ask the stira between the suyas. Tosfos has to say, wait a second, how can you on Kuf Chav Hei Rav Papa say that it's only considered Ro'i when you hold that Shibuda is Midoraisa, and if Shibuda is Doraisa, and we see on Kuf Ayin Hei that if Shibuda is Doraisa, you're considered Muchzuk, so how is the Ben HaBachor not taking Pishnayim? And they left that as a Kasha. And they didn't want to answer like the Rambam. So again, just to summarize, and with this we close, we have the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Shibuda is Doraisa. And the Rambam also holds that a son who collects karka for his father's loan is not receiving Pishnayim. So we said to the Rambam, wait a second. On Kuf Ayin Hei, it says that if you hold Shibuda's Doraisa, you're considered Muchzuk. So why is the son not getting Pishnayim? He's Muchzuk, we hold Shibuda's Doraisa. Like the Rambam himself paskins. The answer is the Rambam's going to say very simply, Kuf Chav Hei argues with Kuf Ayin Hei. And Kuf Chav Hei holds that even though Shibuda's Doraisa, however, since it's a Pu'ula Nemsheches, when the son receives this Karka, the son is only going to be getting land that is Ro'i. Because when it was after the father died, the Pu'ula was Nemsheches, there was a new Pu'ula now, that now this land is being Mishtayach to the son. However, not as being Muchzak, only as being Ro'i, because it's not the same thing the father had, it's something completely new. So the Rambam says, you're right, Kuf Ayin Hei would say that the son is considered Muchzak, since Shibud is Doraisa, you're Muchzak, even if the father dies. But Kuf Chav Hei holds no, that since it's a Pu'ula Nemsheches, the son is only considered Ro'i and not Muchzak. The Tosfos asked the Stira. Tosfos didn't like that Teretz. Tosfos said that in Kedushin we see that Rav Papa holds Chazak is Doraisa, Shibud is Doraisa, and Kuf Ayin Hei we say that if Shibud is Doraisa you're considered Muchzak, and therefore how on Kuf Chav Hei does Rav Papa not say that the Bechor gets Pishnayim? There's a Shibud Doraisa here and the Bechor should be considered Muchzak. So what is he going to do about the Svar of Pulanim Shechas? Either he doesn't hold of it, either he holds that the son straight away gets the father's Chazakah, it starts with the father and it just moves right on to the son and therefore he should be getting double. Or the Tosfos holds that it is a Pula Nemsheches and the son, so to speak, inherited the father's Chazakah. So when the Pula is Nimshach onto the son, it's Nimshach Begeder Chazakah and not Begeder Ro'i like the Rambam wanted to say. But as we said, with the beautiful diuk in the Rambam, that the Rambam says, Afal Pisha Gavu Karka. The Rambam himself was bothered that if the son is collecting Karka, then it should be considered Muchzak and not Ro'i, and he should be getting Pishnayim. And nevertheless, he's not getting Pishnayim, it's only Roi. Why we were bothered? And the answer is, the Rambam doesn't tell us. Just the Svar we said in the Rambam, maybe the Svar of Pula Nimsheches, and now in the sun, when the Pula is Mischadish on the sun, it's only Begeder Roi and not Muchzak. So that, again, with the Gevaldik, that's the Gevaldik Mahalach of the Sefer Shari Yishiv Gedola, in volume Yotes and Simon Yud. And there's actually quite a bit more to this in this discussion, but we'll close it here. And we will also be makdish all of the learning of the shiur retroactively. I hope it works. Le'ilu nishmas Naftali Hertz ben Alter Avraham, who died recently. And I'm sure that this has to be listened to twice because it was so complicated, unless you're really, really smart and you got it the first time. And but even if you are smart and you got it the first time, it's still kedai lechazer. So the mahalach of this sugya and the learning should be le'ilu nishmaso, and we should all be zocha b'siyata d'shmaya to always always have simcha b'liman haTorah and cheshkas haTorah, and we should be zocha b'karav mamish to see the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Mehera v'Yameinu, amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.